Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W and let's do it as a family. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select O.J. Yeah!
What's my name?
Jason!
Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason!
Right back into this. Speak softly, carry a big mother...
Welcome to the weekend. This is Bucks Uncensored. And nobody is happier to be here the weekend than me. I like to party, man. That's what the weekend's all about. I'm Justin Plesky. I'm the commish. And this is for the Stick Carriers. Saturday edition of Bucks Uncensored. I was thinking about what we could do moving forward now that the draft is come and gone. We're settling into what's going to be just a 3-month buildup. Holy shit. I don't know about any of you, but like, I'm fucking pumped. Like, all day, every day. I'm pumped at work. I got a bunch of hardcore Bucks fans that are like me, and like we're like, one of my buddies emailed all of us a picture of Raymond James Stadium and just said, are you ready? Like in the middle of the workday. And like we were all responding like, yes. Yes, please. It was like May 9th. Like, what is going on? This is an exciting time, man. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of this movement. This is just the beginning of the Bucks' rise. Whoa. It's just a good time. It's just a really, really good time to not only be a Bucks fan, but to be part of the Stick Carrier movement. Sign up on Facebook. Just go ahead and hit the request button. I'm accepting everyone, so you don't have to thank me. I'm accepting everyone. There might be a few that I don't let in. You know what I'm saying? But I also want the ability to where if you're coming in, you want to cause trouble, go fuck yourself and get the fuck out. And that gives me the power to do that. I like it. It's an exclusive group that allows anyone in, if that makes sense. So here's what I was thinking for Saturday podcasts. You know, Mondays, Wednesdays, a lot of people at work. I think they're a little more serious. We'll still try and get some top-notch interviews. Miko Grimes this past week was amazing. Still targeting Ira Kaufman and Steve Weiss. I just haven't had a chance to reach out to them. And quite frankly, we've had some really good interviews over the last few weeks. So, and I think with Ira, you can always talk about the Bucks, and Steve Weiss, you can always get a national perspective on the Bucks. But if you got a chance to get Miko Grimes on, you get her on. And we had to get Luke on while the draft was still fresh in everyone's minds. So, definitely those two are still, targets of mine here shortly. Maybe both in the next week I'll try for. I'm thinking on the Saturday podcast that for me, this is my goal for you listening. Is a lot of you have your honey-do list. A lot of you just trying to, you know, maybe take care of some chores, maybe do some yard work, clean the car, run some errands, blah, blah, blah. I want you to be able to download it to your phone and pop your headphones in and just listen. And you don't have to pay attention to every single word. It's just going to be easy listening, a lot of fun, a lot of Bucks takes, and some really interesting topics and stories that we'll be able to hear. And what kind of jarred my memory into thinking that way was Derek's Bucks take for this podcast. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, Justin, it's Derek in Memphis, and I've got a question for you. And I'll offer all stick carriers. Maybe we can do Bucks takes to replace Draft Day Monday or something like that. But who would you have as your Mount Rushmore for the Buccaneers?
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
I think it's a good question. Mine, I'd have Selman, Brooks, Sapp, and the controversial one, which I pick him because he's my all-time favorite Buccaneer, but Mike Allstott. So my Mount Rushmore for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Selman, Sapp, Brooks, Allstott. I challenge all the stick carriers to send in their Bucks take with their Mount Rushmore of Buccaneers. As always, hey, shh, speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick.
I love this idea. And I love this idea for Saturday podcasts. Not just, and maybe, listen, let's do the Mount Rushmore next Saturday. You want him? So we just heard Derek's. But that'll be our first kind of a topic. I'll come up with a stupid saying for it. Like, Saturday sillies. Or, I'm such an idiot hitting my head with the mic. But next Saturday's topic, let's do your Mount Rushmore for the Bucks. I know it's, listen, I've done it on the radio. It really is a show filler. But as I said, on a Saturday, like, I think it'd be interesting. You know, he goes with Allstott. I'll be surprised if anyone doesn't go with those first three. Sapp, Brooks, and Selman. I mean, is anyone not going to have those three in it? But I think the fourth one's interesting. I know who I would go with for the fourth one, and I'll share that next Saturday. But let's do this for next Saturday, and you don't have to send them in until, and I'm starting to record the Saturday podcast on Thursday night. Thursday night is when I record the Saturday podcast. You know why I don't record Friday, right? Okay, good. Just so we're all clear on that. So Thursday night, so try and get, if you want to get in on next Saturday's topic, get your Bucks takes in Wednesday and Thursday for that. And we'll make sure you get on. And again, we'll play the Bucks takes and we'll debate and we'll talk about who everyone thinks should be on the Mount Rushmore for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think it'll be a fun topic. We'll intertwine some other discussion as well. But I like the idea, Derek, and I think that's perfect for a Saturday. Whether you're laying by the pool, going to the beach, you know, going running errands, doing some honeydews, all that shit, you can pop Bucks Uncensored on, and it'll kind of, you know, give you something to take your mind off of what you're having to do, right? Or if you're laying by the pool, like I lay by the pool and listen to the podcast. I mean, I love hearing my voice. It's soothing to me. So anyway, if you do want to send in a Bucks take, if you have never done so before, you record it right on your phone, voice memos. I do it all the time. If I can do it, you can do it. You'd record it right on your phone, and then you email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. This podcast, we will play a lot of Bucks takes maybe that we didn't get to in previous podcasts this week because of the interviews and some hot, fresh ones that just came in over the last 24 to 48 hours. We've got those coming up. First, I do want to let you in on a little secret. So I had a wonderful meeting with the genius that is Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. And we got together earlier this week at nighttime, and we discussed not only this movement, which, let me just let you in on a little secret. People are scared. People are scared of what this is becoming. There's so much power in numbers that unite. That's what we have. You know, we're on the verge of something so special that this area, sports-wise, has never seen. Never seen with the Lightning, never seen with the Rays, never seen with the Bucks. We're going to unite so many fans of the like mindset that all of us have. It's really exciting. And what's most exciting about that is how much fun we're going to all have. You know, this isn't, it's not just, you know, rainbows and happiness and the Bucks can do no wrong. No, this is about true fandom. This is about, hey, if things are going bad, I'm going to bitch. Okay, I'm going to be pissed if things are going bad. But you know what? If things are going good, I'm going to love life, man. And I'm going to have a blast. I'm going to be so jacked out of my mind when I go into Raymond James Stadium, because I'm going to be going into that stadium with all of you. You know, not showing up, you know, 15, 20 minutes before kickoff and just trying to get in. But no, we're going to make this our home field advantage, the stick carrier home field advantage. And people will want to be a part of this movement. People will see the excitement, the fun that we're having. I mean, how often have you heard that people are just miserable going to Raymond James Stadium? No more. It's over. We are not going to allow it. We are going to embrace our team. We're going to embrace each other. And we're going to embrace what it's like to be excited going into that stadium and watching those games. I remember how it used to be. I remember what it once felt like. And I felt it come back late that last season. Now we can make sure, we can ensure that it happens every single game. There's something powerful going on right now. Some are scared of it. Most, if not everyone that works for the Bucks inside One Buck Place, absolutely loves what's happening. They love what's happening. And trust me, everyone in that media room, the Bucks media, the evil Bucks media, they're all complaining. They're all saying, something needs to be done. Why would the Bucks want to do anything to me? We've been positive. We've rallied the troops. We've rallied each other. We've brought excitement. It's only going to continue to grow. Why would the Bucks not love this podcast? Why would the Bucks not love this movement? You know, I mean, the Bucks marketing department has to be looking at this saying, they're doing our job for us. Yes, it's okay. We're doing it for each other. Okay, we know what we want when we go into that stadium. We know what we want when we think about our team, when we talk about our team. We want to feel that. We want to feel it locally, but God, how I have learned, there are Bucks fans everywhere. So let's bring them all together. Let's bring them all together. And that's what we're going to do. So just know, this is a good time for all of us. It really is. Now, the rest of our meeting, I'm not going to go into too many details, but just know this. We're setting up some away game watch parties. And I mean, they're going to be, I don't know if we're going to do it for every single game, It all depends on if we can find locations. And quite frankly, I think it depends on how much these places want to have us. Because if we're going to pack an establishment, we need to make sure that they're going to take care of all of us, right? And that means, you know, if we need to come up with specials and whatnot, but we're going to make sure that everyone's taken care of, and that if you want the Stick Carrier, the Bucks Uncensored away game watch party, and you want hundreds of people showing up to your establishment, okay. Well, what are you going to do to get us there? What are you willing to give? Because you're going to make a shitload of money. I'm going to tell you that right now. You're going to make a shitload of money. I witnessed it. I witnessed it. You all witnessed it at the draft party at Sports Legends. There was some money flying all over the place. Okay. Okay. So we got away game watch parties we're going to do. We've got tailgate. We're going to start with one. And depending on how that goes, and let me just tell you this. The discussion and ideas that were being bounced back and forth between Steve Isbitz and Joe Bucks Fan and I earlier this week. You want a good tailgate party? Go somewhere else. You want a fucking amazing tailgate party? Wait until you see what we have in store. If any of you know me, I'm not going to settle for a little picnic table in a tent. Fuck that. We're going to have food. We're going to have drinks. We're going to have fucking fun. And it's going to be amazing. We have also talked about next year's draft party. We bounced locations back and forth. Because you can't just lock it on one. I know there's one in my mind that I want to be at really bad. But I understand that might not work out. So now I've got one, two, three, probably four or five that I'm seriously considering. And let me tell you the common denominator between all of them. They all hold at least 1,000 people. That's what I'm anticipating. We saw hundreds of people show up and leave. I saw it. I witnessed it with my own eyes. Steve Isbitz witnessed it, maybe even more so than I did, because my eyes were a little blurry, if you know what I mean. So if we had 300 people inside Sports Legends and a couple hundred left, what? I mean, imagine if we were to have a location that could hold a massive amount of people, that had gigantic screens with the draft on it, where we had food coming in from different vendors providing the food. Alcohol, bars all over the place. Hell, I could even go to, you know, one of these radio stations and see if we can't get a DJ to come out and play music. Because honestly, we were all interacting with each other, right? Nobody was listening to the analysis of the draft. We were just there celebrating the draft. Just imagine music being played, drinks being poured, food just everywhere. Great food. I'm not talking about average shit food. I'm talking about amazing food. Amazing food. So you got food, you got drinks, you got people interacting, you got music blaring. And then every time the commissioner comes up there, you lower the music and you pod the commissioner up. You get the pick. I mean, I got goosebumps, man. I got goosebumps. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. We're going to get a charity involved. We're going to raise a shit ton of money. We're going to do some good for this community, some good for a charity. And we're going to have a blast together. But it's not just that. It's tailgate parties. It's away game parties. But all of this is going to start, and get your asses ready for this. Once that schedule comes out, we will mark a date for Stick Carrier Day at training camp. That's where we'll make our mark. That's where we'll show up, and every player that's practicing on the field is going to know who we are. Dirk Cutter, the Godfather, will know who we are. He already knows, trust me. He'll probably come over and join us. Jason Light, the Glazers, Jameis Winston. That will be one of the most amazing and memorable practices any of those players will ever participate in. We will have that place rocking. Could you imagine the guys from 119 showing up for this practice? We'll be standing the whole fucking time. Imagine if we got 100, 150, 200 people to show up all together, sitting together in the stands for a practice. Stick carrier day at Bucks training camp. Be pretty special. I have one rule for you. This podcast is uncensored. You can say shit, fuck, you can say whatever you want. But when we go to training camp, we're going to censor ourselves. Why? Because we're better than that. This podcast is fun. It's adults. We can say whatever we want. But when you're at training camp, there are kids around. So this is just the first warning. And if I have to fucking kick you out myself, I'll kick you out myself. We're going to have a great time. We're going to cheer certain people. We're going to boo others. Remember, the media members walk right in front of us. We can pick and choose. Hey, there's Mark Cook. Yay! Hey, there's Scott Reynolds. Boo. Hey, there's Lita Kemper. Yay! Hey, there's Tom Jones. Boo. Unless public apology. And honestly, and I know I saw Harold from Atlanta tweet to Tom Jones. I'm not saying they don't have to come on this podcast for a public apology. A public apology anywhere. I'm not looking for publicity from this. I'm just wondering if they want the thousands upon thousands of people that listen to this podcast to start clicking on their shit again. But as I said on our Facebook page, on our Stick Carrier Facebook page, the negative public or the negative media blitz that has been clouding the coverage of our favorite team over the last 15 years, that's done. Your negative stories for clickbait, done. Not allowing it anymore. I don't have any rules. I don't have a boss. This is my podcast. I do it on my own free time. So I'm going to hold people accountable. A negative story, just for a negative story, just so you can get clicks, is bullshit. We're not going to have it anymore. And if you do that, we're going to call you out on it. And if we call you out on it, I will urge every single one of the stick carriers to never go to your site, your publication, whatever it is, again. Now, granted, I haven't read a newspaper or gone to Pewter Report in probably 5 to 7 years anyway. So would a public apology change things for me? Probably not. But a public apology would open it up for you all to forgive and forget. But again, the public apology is needed. And that goes to any other media member that thinks that they can cross a line, try and post something, some bullshit article, and get away with it. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. We're looking for fair coverage of the team. If the team deserves criticism, by all means, do so. But at the same time, if the team deserves praise, by all means, do so. Keep it fair, and we'll keep you honest. All right, let's get some Bucks takes in. Anyway, if you're ready for fun, if you're ready to unite, if you're ready to bring this shit together, you just wait and see. That's just a little taste of what we've got planned. A lot of Bucks takes. Let's start them off. And let's start with Asian Bucks fan. Hello.
What's up, Carl? Stick carriers? What's up, Kamish? This is Haitian Buck fan. First Bucks take since the party. It was a pleasure to meet you guys and the Kamish in person.
Yes.
I've been following the Kamish since I don't know, since Raheem got hired. Probably 2010. Joe Bucks fans as well, that I actually discovered the Kamish through Joe Bucks fan. and was listening to him on the radio. But just want to say this party was fucking awesome. It was great to take shots with you. OJ Howard is going to be a fucking beast. I'm looking forward to watch him. He's going to improve our running game with his blocking skills. We finally got weapons for Winston. I like what we did in the draft. Now it's time for those motherfuckers to step up and perform and take us to the playoff. And fuck you, Tom Jones. Oh, fuck you, Scott Reynolds. Okay. And what else? As always, I'm going to give it to you guys in Creole this time. Paliba. Epimashanguososo. Nailed it.
Okay. A little scary, though, with the Creole, but I'll take some Creole food. Cajun food. Yum. Anthony is up. Hey, Anthony.
Kamish, Anthony from Youngstown, Ohio, with another Bucks take. And the topic of my Bucks take is thank you, Justin, and thank you, Jason. Thank you, Justin, for everything you've done as far as bringing all of us stick carriers together. Draft party looked amazing. I followed everything on Twitter, Snapchat. I watched all the videos you guys all posted. It looked fucking awesome. Fortunately, I wasn't able to make it. My wife gave birth in April and kind of had my hands full with that. But I will be at the next one. I will be down there for a game this year. I've joined a Facebook group, got in contact with some of the stick carriers. Hopefully we can all plan a couple big ones. I know a lot of people are talking about the Giants game. I'd be interested in any of those. But again, thank you for everything you've done for the stick carriers and this movement you put together. It's truly incredible, man. Secondly, I want to say thank you, Jason. Follow the light. The draft was fucking awesome. I can't believe these guys that we got when we got them. The value was incredible. Everybody's going to make an impact. That's pretty much it for my Bucks take, though. Just again, thank you, Justin. Thank you, Jason. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick. Fire the damn cannons. Fuck you, Scott Reynolds.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I guess that's fine. I mean, all we need is a public apology, and that all goes away. Now, is he calling me Jason, or I...
What's my name?
Jason!
Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason!
Okay. We'll just go with it, then. Let's have Orlando on. Hey, Orlando.
Que pasa, Kamish? It's Orlando up in Spring Hill. Yes, Orlando, a.k.a. Brutus. And this is my first Bucks take. Long-time listener, way back to your days on your 620 coverage for the Bucks, and your 98.7 The Fan days with fan interference. And I'm just driving home on I-75. It's still a little smoky from the fires. Hope everyone's safe. And speaking of fire, how lit were both draft day parties? That was an amazing experience. The food was great. The people were awesome. Seeing Rock Riley, Ira Kaufman, Lou, Brandon from Oregon, the Notorious Rob, everybody that was there. I can't name everyone, but Kamish, there were so many people that I got to meet, and it felt like it was one big family. That's the thing that I love about this stick carrier movement. You know, we're all together, and we're building towards something great. As far as the draft, I think it was a pretty solid draft. We got what we needed, and we also got a luxury at a spot that no one saw coming, OJ Howard. I mean, this is going to be an amazing offense, and I don't know how people are going to stop us. And, you know, we got some defensive pieces that we need, and we got a running back that could be a gem. You know, I can't forget these sponsors, Bricados, B4, Headlines Barbershop, Joe Bucks fans, and all the stick carriers that make this shit go. Because this movement, it's not even going to stop. It's just getting bigger. I mean, look at the Facebook page. You got 1,000 people. It's just unbelievable how this is growing. And remember to speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, good one. Good one, Orlando. Good one, first Bucks take. We got another first Bucks take coming in from Tim. Hey, Tim.
Justin. Tim in Sarasota. First time Bucks take, if you want to call it that. I just want to expand upon something you already brought up in a couple podcasts ago about the game against the Patriots. I'm not sure what they call it, color flash, splash, something with the color. Basically, you suggested the all pewter jerseys. I'm fucking with that. That shit would be sick. I want an all pewter all pewter jerseys. I can't even say pewter. Fuck pewter. Report, that is. Okay, I want all pewter jersey. I want that shit bad. I'm sure a lot of people want to buy that shit. I mean, that this could be so fucking beautiful. See us fucking all fucking pewter kicking the shit out of the fucking bitch ass Patriots. With that being said, how the fuck do we make it happen? Is it petitions to change.org? Are we sending letters? Are we making phone calls? How are we doing this? Let us know. What the hell could we do to make this happen? Speak softly. Get a big motherfucking stick.
All right, Tim. First Bucks take. Good job. How can we make that happen? How can we get pewter jerseys? Well, Tim, you just did it. They're all, hey, listen, there's a lot of people at One Buck Place listening to this right now, whether you want to believe it or not. So if you're listening over at One Buck Place, I'm not jersey guy. I don't buy jerseys. If you got a pewter jersey, I'm buying a jersey. Absolutely. That would be so sharp, so sharp. Like, nobody likes the red. Nobody. Give us the pewter. I mean, Nike, NFL, Bucks. If you want to sell jerseys, if that's the ultimate game plan here, pewter on pewter. Pewter jerseys. I'm getting one. If you do it, make it happen, please. It'd be awesome. If you want them to continue to, hey, listen, keep banging the drum. You can do it right here on this podcast. Keep banging the drum. You want the pewter jerseys? Let it be known right here on this podcast, and they'll hear you. They're listening. They'll make it happen, right? I get confidence in you guys. Big Dan.
Bucks Uncensored. Commish, what up, brother? Big Dan checking in. Listen, bro, Miko Grimes is fucking podcast gold, my man. Very entertaining. Looking forward to getting some more of that on there. Definitely looking forward to fucking tailgating, bro. I'm at every game. I got club seats, bro, so I'm there. I like to party. I get fucking rowdy, but I have fun. I keep it clean. You know what I mean? I don't get all fucking vulgar when I'm in the game at the stadium. There's kids around and shit. But I like to get rowdy. I get loud. I stand up, and I get that club. They're used to me by now, bro. If you ever want to come fucking sit up in the club, bro, done deal. I mean, I'm sure you got good seats, but it'd be an honor to sit with you for a game or two.
Okay.
So I figured I'd throw that out there. And one more thing I got to fucking say. It's been on my mind. Why don't we get a road trip together, bro, for week one in Miami? I mean, think about it. A bus full of fucking stick carriers rumbling down to the 305 to get that W and bring it back to Ray J. You know what I mean? I'm fucking pumped. I'm going regardless. But I think it would be awesome to get the whole fucking crew together and go down there and start the season off with a boom. So hopefully we can work something out. If not, it's all good, man. We'll see you at the tailgating. We'll see you at the next event. And that's about it, man. As always, I'm going to speak softly, but I'm carrying a big motherfucking stick.
I like the idea a lot. I'm not going to be going to Miami. I do have my USF responsibilities, and they play the day before. So, and I know I'm going to host an away game watch party. It's the first game of the season. I want to rally around the people here in Tampa. If you're going to go, then I have no problem setting something up to where stick carriers go together. I think that would be a blast. And you guys could send me pictures and videos. I would love that. And just make sure we post it on the Facebook page and everything. And we're going to host a party. And it's going to be hundreds of people. It's going to be like the draft party. I mean, it's going to be every party that I throw, every away game watch party, every tailgate party, and the draft party is the culmination of everything, right? But they're all going to be wild. I mean, wild. That's how it should be, right? It's football. We should have a blast. Okay, so if you want to have a good time, if you want to take all that in, then you know where to find me. I'll be making it very clear where I am for every single game. Right, Ferg is up. Hey, Ferg.
Hey, Justin. This is Ferg from Clearwater. Ferg is in Ferg Sports Bar, but no affiliation. Oh. I've been listening to Bucks Uncensored since the beginning, but this is my very first Bucks take, and I just really want to quickly say thank you for starting this and allowing all of us and all the stick carriers to have a voice. And it's so refreshing to hear fans speak what we all think versus the local media trying to tell us what to think. It's extremely refreshing. I met my girlfriend down here. She's from Pittsburgh, and she was a diehard, and I say was, a diehard Steelers fan. And then I brought her to the last three home games last year where the Bucks kicked some serious ass, and she is now completely converted Bucks fan. She's got all the gear. She tells everybody she's a Bucks fan. I was able to also bring her down on the field. My uncle is Dirk Cutter's head of security, so he's always next to him during the games and whatnot. So I got to give her a full experience on what an NFL game feels like in the Tampa Bay area. So big shout out to Bricados, Sports Legends, Christian's Headline Barbershop, and B4. I appreciate everything you're doing. Let's go, Bucks, and speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Nice. Nice.
Crushed it.
Okay. It was a good one. Definitely was a good one. We got more Bucks takes coming up here in just a moment. Stay with us.
Bucks Uncensored.
Keep the heads ringing. Keep the heads ringing.
All right. This is how we roll, Bucks Uncensored, man. It's going to be upbeat. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep the energy high. And we'll just play a little Dr. Dre, and some people will get high. Speaking of getting high, let's go to Doug. Hey, Doug.
What's up, Kamish? What's up, Stick Carriers? This is Doug from Winter Haven, repping Section 119, where we're going to rock that motherfucking Raymond James this year. Just want to chime in with a Bucks take. Shout out to Terrell, man. What a great, you know, great story, man. Just wanted to let you know, man, anytime, just know that the Stick Carriers got your back, man. I'm a white man with a black wife. We have kids together. It's, you know, it is great how we could just come together and unite as a family. And just, you know, kick all the other shit that's going on in the world. Kick that shit out of here. I wanted to tell you a little story, Kamish, about the guys from 119. Last year, we didn't even know each other. It was the preseason game, the first one. I sat down in my seat. Daniel and Allen was there. We talked through the whole game. You know, these guys were getting loud with me on defense. And before I left, I looked at these guys, you know, Allen was like, hey, man, these your seats you hear all year? I'm like, yeah. I asked them the same thing. They said, yeah, it's their seats. I said, hey, man, I just want to get up, get loud on all plays on defense. They agreed. We started that shit, you know, the first home game. It really didn't kick in until about the Chicago-Seattle game. I think this year is going to be really great. We have a group text. We text every day, man. Guys that I didn't even know last year that I really look at as true friends in my life now. Just meeting them at a Bucks game, and now it's 119 this, 119 that. To the Orlando guy that wants to meet up, Daniel and them live in the Daytona area. I live in Winter Haven. Our meeting area was Orlando, so if any Bucks fans want to meet for away games, maybe one or two out the year, we're definitely down. When I lived in Orlando, we went to an L House on Sand Lake and by OBT, on OBT next to Sand Lake. So yeah, I just want to throw that out there. Shout out to all the sponsors, B4, Bricados, Sports Legends, where we shut that motherfucker down that night. Christian at Headlines Barbershop. Remember, fans, let's just bring this home field advantage. I know you guys are tired of me hearing you saying it. I'm going to keep saying it. Speak softly. Carry that big motherfucking stick.
Keep saying it because that's what we that's our responsibility as fans. That's our responsibility as stick carriers, is to make sure we do our job in the stands, and then they need to make sure they do their job on the field. Isn't that an amazing story by Doug, though? I mean, the guys from 119, I thought they were like best friends forever, like BFFs. No, they just met each other last year. They're a microcosm of this entire movement, right? Everyone that was at the draft party was like, eh, didn't really know anyone. And then all of a sudden, you just became, you could become friends for life. And now everyone's interacting on the Facebook page. Wait till we get together again and again and again and again and again and again. It's just going to be, we're really, it's so much more than just the Bucks. It's really so much more. And it's really, really exciting. Doug, thanks for sharing that story. Patton is up with us here. Hey, Patton.
Yo, Justin, my friend. This is Patton up in New Hampshire. First time Buck Steak here. To all my stick carriers out there, let me start off by saying, let's fucking go, baby! Man, I tell you what, this season is going to be electric. The team's looking good. We're making the right moves, running the right decision, and light we trust. And I'm fired up for the season. But real talk here. So, Justin, we got improving the kicking game. I know we brought in some competition and Folk. This offseason, but what are your thoughts, man? Who's going to be that opening day kicker, Aguayo or Folk?
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
Whoever it is, you better have a big motherfucking stick, I'll tell you that. Look forward to hearing your thoughts. And, you know, let's just speak softly. Can't be a big motherfucking stick!
I think it's going to be Aguayo, unless Aguayo is a complete fucking train wreck during the offseason, training camp, and preseason. I mean, unless he's a fucking nutcase and he needs his mental coach and all this shit and he just keeps missing field goals. He was a second-round pick. I really think that they want to try and give him the benefit of the doubt that he was a rookie last year. I know that it's a tough thing for fans to grasp that a rookie could actually fail and then succeed afterwards. Any Florida State fan has seen him. I've seen him in person. Dude's a great kicker. I mean, he was a great kicker in college. So I'm willing to give him a chance. You know, rookies, not all rookies come in and make a gigantic impact their first year. And when you're in that kind of spotlight as a kicker, there's no gray area. You either make it or you don't. So he needs to come in and make his kicks in training camp and in preseason. If he doesn't, then I could see Folk. If he's good, if Aguayo's like, okay, I think they give him the benefit of the doubt. And I understand that they gave Folk guaranteed money, but it wasn't that much money. And they still have a shit ton under the cap as well. So I'm not too worried about any of that stuff. Good question, though, Patton. And that's going to be definitely something to keep our eye on as we get closer to the season. King Key. Not Kinky, but King Key.
Yo, this is King Key _252 on Twitter if you want to follow your boy. I'm the biggest Buck fan in Hawaii by way of North Carolina.
Hawaii.
I know North Carolina, but I've been a Buck fan most of my life since before Carolina even had a team. And damn it, it ain't going to stop. I'm going to stay a fucking Buck fan. I'm loyal, goddammit. I don't give a fuck if they 15-1 and we 2-14. I'm still a fucking Buck fan. Ain't going to stop. Commish, been following you on Twitter for a while. You're one of my favorite follows. Just recently started catching the podcast on the recommendation of my homeboy X. And I fucking love it, my boy. Keep doing your thing. I fucking love it. Keep it up. I love hearing the Buck fans from all over the place because I don't see a lot of Buck fans where I'm at, not in North Carolina, not in Hawaii. I know I'm the biggest one out here. I just wanted to say I fucks with this squad. I think every draft pick is going to make the opening day roster, even Stevie, whatever the fuck, the fucking mountain of a man in the middle. Interested in seeing the offensive line with all the potential shifts, Allie moving to center, and finally getting a look at Sweezy. I'm happy I get to see the boys more often in the offseason with the Hard Knocks thing. I'm a little skeptical based on the history of the other teams in the past, but fuck that. We gonna break through. We gonna make this shit happen. You know why? Because we speak softly. And carry your big motherfucking stick.
Okay. All right. Was that his first Bucks take? Because that was phenomenal. Way to go, Kinky. I really just want to call you Kinky. Not Kinky, but Kinky. Can I do that? Makes me all turned on and horny. What? JB's up. Hey, JB.
Justin, JB from Orlando. Liking this McLean pickup, one-year deal, experienced vet, adds depth to its already pretty solid cornerback roster with Hargreaves, Grimes. Got McLean now. You got Ryan Smith hopefully working his way in there. So feeling good about that. But still no pass rushers, though. Makes me a little worried. So my question is, cue the fill.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answered all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
Do the Bucks use the Hard Knocks in preseason as a way to shop a supposedly healthier Doug Martin if this McNichols kid pans out? I don't know. I think the one thing that's missing from this being a really solid championship caliber team is a better pass rush. You know, you can only count on so much from McCoy and the rest of the guys. I mean, Golson is a run stuffer. Stevie T is going to be a run stuffer. Spence was okay. I just think they need something else. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they're expecting big things out of Noah Spence in year two. That's what I have to go by. Robert Ayers, Gerald McCoy. I think they wanted to get tough, physical, and mean along their defensive line. Chris Baker, Robert Ayers. I mean, these are guys they brought in over the last couple of years. I wonder how much more aggressive they'll be in blitzing as well. So you just never know. Are we going to see some 3-4 out of the Buccaneers? Stevie T seems to fit that nose tackle. Noah Spence can stand up on the outside. Would they have somebody else stand up on the other side? And now all of a sudden they're mixing it up and bringing extra pressure. They understand that. But I'll tell you this about the defense. They clicked the second half of the season. And if they can play like that throughout an entire season – exciting stuff ahead. Buddy's up with us. Hey, Buddy.
Jason, this is Buddy. East Polk, Silent Isle County, in the Orange Groves of Dundee. Section 118 on Buccaneer home game days. Wow, what a podcast with Miko. God, I love hearing her every time she talks. I gotta admit, her takes on Jameis were just outstanding. And though I've sometimes questioned it, she brought up along with you several valid points, pointing out the huge discrepancies in the way the organizations are run for the fish down south and here in Tampa Bay. Sometimes the Glazers have really irritated the living hell out of me, but I look at the Cleveland Browns and I feel much better about the situation here in Tampa. This team is on the right track. I believe in the light. I actually still believe in Aguayo. I get kind of bothered when the first thing that we heard last summer was that he was getting booed at training camp. Mm-hmm. Come on. He's your guy. You may not have liked him when he was at Florida State, but he's now a Buccaneer. Trust me, there's a hell of a lot of guys on this team that I didn't particularly care for in college, but now they're my boys on Sundays. You gotta let that aspect of it go. Shout out to all the sponsors. B4, Brocados, Sports Legends, and at Sports Legends, you guys really got to start drinking like sticking champs. Just stick those drinks away every game day. Mm. Well, I appreciate you letting me give my first take. Remember, speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick, and suck Miko's dick, Tom Jones.
Okay. Another great first Bucks take. I mean, I would be nervous doing a Bucks take, but you guys are fucking crushing it. I am so proud of everyone. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Not Miko's dick, though. I mean, what? Blake up. Blake, what? What?
Hey, Commish. This is Blake in Tampa. And my God, what a fantastic offseason this has been, you know. Jason Light completely went out there and he swung his big motherfucking stick and he nailed the weapons for Winston challenge. You know, you put it so eloquently to start this offseason. That was the biggest need for this football team, was some hashtag weapons for Winston. And it got done. We can move mountains, Commish. The Bucks Uncensored podcast has accomplished great feats already, and we can continue to do so. And the main reason I'm calling in today is I'm here to issue another challenge. I'm here to try to start another mission. Week one in Miami. Hashtag invade South Beach, Commish. We can do it. Get the message out there. The tickets are not that expensive. You can get a Greyhound bus for $30 to Miami from just about anywhere. Let's do it. Let's pour into that stadium in the thousands. Let's invade South Beach with a sea of pewter and red. Let's do this shit. Commish, it has to be done. We have to give our guys the juice. Let's put 40 on Miami. Let's freaking squish the fish. Commish, let's do it. Okay, I'm so pumped for this season, man. OJ Howard's my favorite player in this draft, and we got him at 19. Oh, this will be a beautiful year, Commish. I can feel it in my bones. You know, if everything goes according to plan, Jameis Winston can rule the NFC South until the cows freeze. Until the cows freeze over, Commish. I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
I'm too excited to talk correctly.
Cows are freezing.
Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to go on for days and days and days, but I'm going to leave it at this. Hashtag invade South Beach. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick. Fire them cannons. Let's go do this shit. Go Bucks. Peace, Commish.
Peace. Nice. That's his first Bucks take as well. Oh, man. Amazing. This has been the podcast of first Bucks takes, and they've all been phenomenal. I'm sorry if I didn't get to your Bucks take this week. Keep sending them in, though. And I recognize names. And I'm going to mix it up. I'm not picking any just because I'm picking. But I will say this. If it's over 2 minutes, I'm not even listening to it anymore. There's just too many that come in, and I want to get as many people on. So if you ramble, you got to cut that shit down. Cut it down. Cut the shit. Cut the shit. One more I want to get in. We've had a lot of emotional Bucks takes this week. Just people just so so caught up. You know, we had Tyrell with the racism that he's dealt with in Tennessee. We had in Michigan, Travis, who's dealing with a separation and a divorce. And I think these guys are just getting fully embraced by the stick carriers, and we're having other people come out as well. Tanner's one of them up in North Florida. Hey, Tanner.
Hey, Justin. This is Tanner from North Florida. I've been listening to the Monday podcast, and that Tyrell thing kind of hit home for me. You always say it, the age doesn't matter, race and all that. Well, with me, I mean, it's not race, of course, but it's just the age issue. I'm a 17-year-old guy, and I just love me some Bucks football, but I can't seem to talk about it. I mean, you always get looked down upon by elders, and on here it's like equal playing ground, like anyone has to say so. I just want to say thank you for that, and it's hard being 17 and knowing more than every other person than like your age. Not, I wouldn't say every person, but. So, and up here in North Florida, it's all Jameis Winston fans and FSU fans. That's why they're Buccaneer fans, and that's not me. Like, I started liking them. Like, I was trying to find a team. Lennon was quarterback. So, I just want to say thank you for, giving me that equal ground for opinion and actually paying attention and not just laughing me off because I'm 17. But, I don't know how many young ones out there, but, I just want to say thank you. Speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick. Thanks, Justin.
No problem. All right, by a show of hands, how many of you thought he was actually 45? Anyone? My hand's up. Tanner, I thought you were 45 years old. I mean, you got a deep voice, and you made sense in all your Bucks takes. Keep it up. I don't give a shit how old you are. Again, there's no demographics to this podcast. It's not like, oh, we're shooting for men, 35, 54, No. I want all Bucks fans. I want from whatever to whatever. I want babies crawling to old people crawling. I want babies shitting in a diaper to old people shitting in a diaper. Whatever. Does not matter to me. All that matters is that you all enjoy being a fan again. That's what this is all about. Talking about the Bucks, not worrying about, is somebody going to attack me for this? No. No, we're unified. We're allowed to have different opinions. Nobody's going to yell at you or call you stupid, okay? You've got a safe zone right here. But I'll tell you this. If anyone attacks us, they will feel the full assault of hell from the stick carriers. So don't fuck with us. I need you to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's all at Commish Online. On Snapchat, it's jpulowski32. Motherfucker. God bless it. I'm not even going to edit this out. Snapchat, it's j... Motherfucker. Are you kidding me? Shut up. Outlook isn't up to date. I don't even... God. Blah. What? jpulowski324 is Snapchat. Sign up for the Stick Carrier Facebook group page. All you got to do is hit request. I accept everyone, so don't worry about that. Looking forward to interacting with you on the Facebook page. I'm on there just like everyone else is. We have a blast all during the week. Makes the week go by a lot faster. I invite you to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean. Somebody asked if I could put it on Google Play. I haven't even looked into that, but I don't see why I couldn't, so I'll look into it for you as well. And if you have any other suggestions of where I need to put the podcast, I can do that, I guess. At least look into it. So just let me know. I'm not all equipped. I do the iTunes. So I'm pretty pompous to the fact that I just did it for me. But if you have somewhere else, Google Play or somewhere like that, happy to look into that as well. The podcast pops for you Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. It's up first at joebucksfan.com. Bright and early, first thing in the morning, and then it hits on the iTunes or wherever you subscribe on your mobile device. It'll download to your phone at noon on each of those days. Always enjoy speaking with you. Next Saturday's podcast, get those Bucks takes in Wednesday or Thursday. The topic is Bucks Mount Rushmore. Send in those Bucks takes. Doesn't have to be that. Can be anything, but if you want to add that to your Bucks take, would love to do that. That I think that'll lead to a very fun discussion. But as always, we invite you to sit back, relax, and remember just a few key words.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Nailed it.